All right, friends, as we continue in worship, we have the opportunity to turn towards the scriptures. This morning, I'll be reading from 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, verses 6 through 15. The words can be found on the screen overhead as well. It says, "The point is this: the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. For the rendering of ministry not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also overflows with many thanksgivings to God. Through the testing of this ministry, you glorify God by your obedience to the confession of the gospel of Christ and by the generosity of your sharing with them and with all others, while they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God that he has given to you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time of worship this morning. We give you thanks for an opportunity to gather once again in this space as a community of faith, to hear a word from you, to give thanks to you, to be reminded that you are indeed with us as we walk about and as we move about, as we journey through this life together, that we're not alone. We were never alone and we will never be alone, that you are with us. And so, God, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me this day, that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. Well, I guess if there was a theme verse for the marks of a Methodist, we've been talking about the five marks of a Methodist. Last week or 2 weeks ago, I preached on the first mark of the Methodist, which was love. Last week, Pastor Jacob shared again. He preached on the second mark of a Methodist, and that's rejoice. A Methodist rejoices. He used a verse from 1 Thessalonians, or a couple of verses, three verses from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances." This one verse is three of the five marks of a Methodist, and rejoicing, praying, and giving thanks. The third mark that we're talking about today is giving thanks. A Methodist gives thanks. Now, I don't know about you, but kind of like rejoice always that Pastor Jacob talked about last week, Paul says give thanks in all circumstances. Well, I don't know about you, but there are some moments that have taken place in my almost 45 years of life. I know that some of you may have more years than me, maybe even double. But in my almost 45 years of life, there have been moments that I would rather not like to give thanks for. Maybe you have a few of those too. And so, give thanks in all circumstances is kind of challenging. And so I'm asking myself, how are we to live into this verse? How are we to live out the scripture here that says give thanks in all circumstances when we come across these situations in our life that don't feel like they're from the will of God, but that of maybe evil? And so why would this be a mark of a Methodist? Give thanks. Well, Wesley wrote that from God, therefore, he cheerfully receives all, saying, "Good is the will of the Lord." From God, therefore, he cheerfully receives all, saying, good is the will of the Lord. And this is how give thanks can be a mark. This is how we get the foundation of how we can give thanks in all circumstances. Wesley was not a Pollyanna-ish person or a naive Christian, but Wesley notes that gratitude is the Christian response to God. Gratitude is the response to grace. And so Wesley, each Saturday evening, would look back over his previous week to note the ways in which he experienced God at work and express gratitude. Wesley did a great job of keeping a journal and writing things down, because if you're like me, I just go through my week really quick and I don't remember and note all those ways that I saw God at work. And so Wesley spent time doing just that. Each Saturday night, he would look back over his week and see how gratitude was lived out in his life, how he experienced God. And in doing so, week after week, for more than 60 years, we can see how the gratitude that Wesley came to know was grounded in the nature of God, not in any particular circumstance that was taking place at any given time in his life. Giving thanks to God in those ordinary moments, maybe the sun rising, maybe whatever it may be, a smile, a conversation, an interaction, an opportunity. In giving thanks in those ordinary moments and days in his life, he was able to come to understand that he was never alone. And he was able to experience God even in those difficult moments. The foundation of acknowledging God's goodness week after week allowed Wesley to move through the evil and the suffering moments, knowing that the nature of God was love. And although we may never know why things happen the way they do, we do know that God is love and that God isn't the author of evil. If we were to only focus and think about God when dealing with difficult moments, those moments that we would rather not give thanks for, that lost job, that accident, that phone call, that natural disaster, that diagnosis, then we could quickly forget about how much God loves us. If we only thought about God in those super difficult moments, those moments that feel like evil, then we forget that God was with us, that God is love, and God is with us in every ordinary moment of our life. At the core of giving thanks in all circumstances is we give thanks not just for what is happening to us at any given point, but for the fact that there is nothing that can happen to us that is apart from the presence of God with us. God with us. God with you. God with me. And it's for that presence of God with us that we give thanks in all circumstances. In all circumstances, that we're not alone. In the scripture I read today from 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 through 15, we see the Apostle Paul addressing the Corinthian church, encouraging them to give generously and cheerfully to support the needs of others. He speaks of sowing and reaping in order to stress that those who sow sparingly will also reap sparingly, and those who sow generously will also reap generously. Have you been around people who feel like they sow sparingly, and have you been around people who feel like they sow generously and abundantly? Now, before you say to yourself, "Pastor, I thought we were in a stewardship series yet, I maybe wouldn't have come." What we're talking about today is more than money. The way of sowing sparingly and or abundantly is more than material possessions. It's about the way we live and are and be in the world. It includes the way we share kindness. Do we share it sparingly or do we share it abundantly? Or compassion or love or joy or hope? Do we share it sparingly, like there's not enough? Or do we share it abundantly? For we share those qualities not because it's about us, but in response to the one who provided them. Abundantly. And thanks be to God for this inexpressible gift that we have that we can share with others. Kindness, compassion, love, joy. Our way of living and being in the world can influence those who we interact with. In the book, it talks about how we know people who approach life and other people more as a problem to be confronted than a glory to be lived. And it gets to a point, not just a complaining or a negativity, but it gets to a point where we no longer look forward to being around them because it starts taking a toll on us. Then there are others who wake up each day giving thanks and eager to live no matter what is going on in their life, knowing that the nature of God is good and the nature of God is love. And we look forward to seeing them and hearing from them. Friends, I'm not talking about like putting on a mask or something like that, but the act of generosity and giving thanks can create a ripple effect of gratitude for the giver, the receiver, and ultimately God. Paul reminds the Corinthians that their generosity will not only meet the needs of the saints, but also overflow in thanksgiving to God. Friends, we have an opportunity as we live as people, as disciples, as children of God to reflect God's love and grace, bringing glory to His name and spreading goodness in the world. And so in a world that can often feel driven by materialism and self-interest, this passage from 2 Corinthians calls us and reminds us to prioritize generosity and selflessness. It reminds us of the difference that we can make. It reminds us that that difference is not just on the measure of what we accumulate, but in response to God's love and the way in which we give it away and the impact it can have on others. And so, friends, I would invite you to think about not only a time in which you were generous and the impact that it made on someone else and on you, but to think about a time when you experienced generosity, that you were the receiver of generosity. What did that make you feel? How did that make you feel? Did it inspire you to then turn and move that forward and to bless others in return? One of the ways that we do that is maybe it's random. Maybe we pay for a meal for someone unexpectedly or a drink or there was something at Starbucks once and someone paid for someone behind them and then they ended up paying for someone behind them and then they ended up paying for someone behind them. I think it went on for like 500 people. But it started with one who said, "I'll take care of the drink of the person behind me." Just a random act of generosity, giving thanks. And so I don't want everyone to run to the restroom all at once, but I would invite you to turn to someone to share. When was someone generous to you, and how did that make you feel? Or when were you able to be generous to someone, and how did that make you feel? How did you see it impact whoever it was? So I invite you to share that with someone. If you have to get up and move, do that. But share just a 1 minute, 30 seconds each. 30 seconds each. You can do it. Don't run. Don't run. These random acts or these items of gratitude and generosity not only uplift you, but those around us. Embracing generosity, giving thanks to God, acknowledging that we are one body, and our interconnectedness of our actions have an impact on the world. And so, friends, as the body of Christ, as people who have experienced God's love in abundance, may we express gratitude and be generous in all aspects of our life, knowing that our actions can glorify God and spread His abundant blessings to those who we encounter. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time together. We thank you for the opportunity to be reminded of the ways in which you're at work in our life, and that you love us more than we could ever dream or imagine, not only just a little bit, but abundantly you love us. You've given us this indescribable gift that we have the opportunity to accept, but also to share. And so, Lord, as we give thanks for that gift, may we take note of it, may we be grateful for it, and may we share it with others who we experience and encounter. The joy that you have for our life as we praise you that you are with us in all circumstances. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen.